We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Kennedy, are you there?
Hi, yes, hello. I'm there.
No Annie today, producer Dan.
Yo.
All right, welcome to the Unfiltered After Show. We each bring one topic to discuss, and then you guys leave us a review. You know, it was my goal last year to get us to 100 reviews.
Yeah.
We're at like 98. We're so close.
So close.
Two of you to listen right now. If at the end of this you could leave us a review, we'd appreciate it. If you're listening on the Odyssey app or on the iTunes podcasting app, just go in there and type a few words about how wonderful we are and we're the greatest thing since sliced bread.
Help us with the algorithm so more people see it. Then we don't get fired.
Exactly.
I wouldn't go that far.
Yep. No, that's it.
I mean, exactly. I feel like that's
algorithm. Fired.
Yeah, clicks good, not clicks bad.
Kennedy, as always, you're up first. What do you got?
I can't be trusted.
With?
Halloween
men,
candy.
Men, money, cars.
Okay.
Well.
Halloween candy, I guess. Oh. But, yeah, you weren't wrong about any of those things. Although, car-wise, I have sort of redeemed myself. Mm-hmm. I've gone from being uninsurable to being insured by a reputable agency.
That's awesome. Congratulations.
So, and I think I'm really close to being at the end of that 5 years that if I got a ticket, I wouldn't have to go to traffic school.
No, really?
Yeah.
Wow.
I just really need to get the car inspected because that's a moving violation. So other than that, though, we're
doing
good.
Are you running on a rejected sticker right now?
No, it's just a year
expired.
Oh, expired, yeah.
Kennedy.
It's over here. It was June.
I know. They'll...
I know. I don't know.
I've gone over a year before, too.
I have, too.
I don't think everybody's done it.
I got a letter.
It just sucks when you do it.
Yeah.
So anyway, back to Halloween candy.
I just can't be trusted. So I was at the CVS where I do the majority of my shopping, you know, picking up some meds or something. And they, you know, they always have like specials, like 2-for-1 or whatever. And so I was like, well, maybe I'll get kids this year for trick-or-treating. And I'll just get this candy. And I'll just, you know, put it in the cabinet. And then the next thing you know, I'm eating like all of the Reese's cups.
Oh.
And my stomach is already so bad as it stands.
Right.
Like to put chocolate on top of it was just a gigantic mistake. But I know that I'm not going to move them. And I know that I'm just going to keep eating them.
Yeah. All right. I'm going to help you out. You can bring them here.
I think I'm going to have to.
Right. We'll take care of
them. We're not going to have. I know I'm not going to get the kids anyway.
I will properly dispose of them.
Yeah. My mother would always have to go Halloween candy shopping twice because my father loves chocolate so much.
Right.
So she'd put them in the cabinet and she'd buy them in like October 10th. And I was like, you know those aren't going to last.
Yeah. Usually like I said, I don't know. I don't eat that kind of stuff as much as I can help it, but I was just...
But when it's in the house and you're bored.
Yeah. I was drawn to the individual peanut butter cup.
My wife is the worst because now her and Barrett hide them. So they know that if I find the candy, I'll eat it. So they have all their hiding spots.
They have their own candy that they hide from you?
Yeah. So what they'll do is like they'll go buy stuff and they'll leave out a few for me to find. But I'm like,
but their stash is.
But where's the bag of that? Why were there just like two or three laying in the cabinet? What happened to the bag of that? And they're like, oh, we got a small. You know, and you could just tell they're lying.
If there was a bag and it said Lana's candy or Barrett's candy on it, would that stop you from eating it?
No, in fact, that would entice me even more.
I see.
Yeah. I
pay the bills around here. Give me that Snickers bar.
I had a cousin that lived with us for a little while when he was a senior in high school. I think I was a junior. And, he put his name on the stuff in the refrigerator.
Oh, sure.
Because he was buying it. You know, he was living with us. He wasn't paying rent or anything, but he would buy his own groceries. And me and my brother, was anything that had his name on it, it was the first thing we would eat.
Oh, my God. My roommate in college would use a marker on her milk jug. Like, you know what I mean? So that she would know if somebody used it, if it went below the line.
It's a little petty.
I mean, I get it that you're the one that bought it. And if you come home and there's no milk and you really want a glass of milk and you're the one who bought the milk, but
drinking all the milk and finishing the milk is different than checking the line if it went down a quarter inch.
She was, So is there any food around which you cannot be trusted, or is that just?
Most of it. I think I got to 270 pounds.
Yeah.
That's what I meant.
Like, most of it. Very all or nothing personality.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I just like to eat. I do. It doesn't matter what it is. I'll eat whatever. I ate like a gallon of soup yesterday when I got home from work.
Yeah? What kind of soup?
Lana made, it was kind of a chicken noodle, but like a thick Italian chicken noodle. Mm. It was delicious. And she made a huge pot of it. Probably could have fed a family of four for a week.
Or one car.
Or lunch yesterday.
You're
at
like a growing boy. You're like the kid that comes home from school and needs to eat right away.
I do.
But it doesn't show on you.
It's the first thing
I do.
Do
you know what
I
mean? Like, like you have to eat when you get home from work.
Yes.
Like Barrett needs to eat when he gets home from school.
Mm-hmm. Just like food.
Well, that's really all I had.
Okay. I just got a text. Somebody asked me if I want to go to the game tonight.
How the fuck? Jesus. All right, look it.
You're starting to piss me off a little bit.
I want to be super clear. I'm not trying to be ugly or whatever. But how the fuck do you have so many friends that have tickets?
I've lived
here 32 years. I've never been to a playoff game.
I mean, does anybody want to take Dan?
I don't know. I'm very
That's
lucky.
Incredible.
I'm lucky I have friends that have tickets.
Wow.
And I said this to Dan, too. And living nearby just really helps. I'm a convenient friend to ask if you have a single ticket.
Sure, because you're right there. You can
and
just...
I always say yes. I never say no. Yeah. So they always know, oh. And I'm a pleasant date.
Right.
There's no drama. I'm fun to be with at a game.
Yeah, buy somebody a beer for the ticket or whatever.
Of course, all of that stuff.
You get them up in the suite.
Wait, maybe slide into
I think
the
people are starting
suite.
To utilize you to get them in the suite at
I don't
this
know
point.
The one guy, his tickets are good enough. He don't need me. He's fine.
He's like, I don't know all these people.
Yeah, he's like, can we go back? My seats are closer. You know, anyway. So here's the scenario. I'm not going to say who it is, but it's a friend. And a friend found themselves in this very weird, peculiar situation. In that they have some stuff that has gone on in their family that was really bad about a decade ago, okay? And it involves their son. He got into some trouble. And the son is now older. He's in his 20s, and he's dating. He's dating this girl. This girl has a job, and at her job, a coworker then reveals to the girl all of the dirty laundry about her boyfriend because she has known the family. This other person has known this family for a very long time. And so now the girl comes
home.
Right. So the girl comes home to the, you know, my friend's son and says, I was told all this stuff about you. Is this true? And it's really bad stuff. And he said, yeah, and I can't deny it. It's true. I was going to tell you they've been dating maybe 3 months.
Yeah, we're not there yet.
And he's like, you know, I've told every person I've ever dated. Mm-hmm. At a certain point, I would have told you, but I hadn't told you yet. So my friend wants to go over and like punch the woman in the face for getting involved in their dirty laundry of it all, right? For telling.
It is rude.
Right?
It's not your place.
So do you, my question is, do you contact that woman and tell her to keep, you know.
Who are you? Who is you? Who is the person who's the person that's going to tell the woman to be quiet?
The father.
The Faja.
Yeah, the parent.
Oh, yeah.
You know.
I think, you know, everybody's done some stuff mm-hmm. that they're not proud of. And maybe, you know, this is at a level that's whatever. But
right.
he is a different person now, mm-hmm. I assume.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Living a great life and and ready to take on the next chapter of his life.
Right.
And if you're held accountable for everything that you did when you were young, where would we be?
He wanted to, like, go over there and knock on their door.
That's pointless.
Yeah.
Yeah, somebody like that is probably just going to say what they say anyway.
Yeah, what are you going to gain by doing that?
Mm-hmm.
Nothing. She just can't unsay it.
Right.
And yeah, maybe not that. I want to, you know, punch her in the throat stuff, but more of what you just did really hurt me.
Right.
Or really hurt my son. Like, he really liked this woman, and now I don't know if she's going to be able to get past that because he didn't have the opportunity to tell him.
My
and
thought,
maybe from the woman's perspective, maybe she's trying to protect her coworker from someone she knows to be a bad person.
And I don't know what that part is. I don't know what the part is, and I don't know how close the workers are together.
Right. I guess
so. There's a little bit of stuff in there.
I said to him,
but it's certainly his story to tell.
What I would do, I would. And he knows the coworker really well. They had a close relationship.
The Faja or the person?
The father. Yeah. Yeah. That's
the father and the coworker.
Yes. That's how she knew the story. So when the younger coworker said, "Oh, I'm dating so and so," and the woman said,
"Oh, shit, him."
And the woman is friends with the dad.
And he has known him a long time. Yeah. Right.
Well, known him a long time or friends with him.
They're not friends anymore.
Mm-hmm.
They used to be friends.
Well, there's that too.
Yeah.
And clearly she was.
But it wasn't like they had a falling out. They were friends and then they moved.
Yeah.
Everybody likes to be the one who knows something. Yeah. Everybody likes to be the one who'll be the first to tell you.
I was like, listen, here's what you do. You text the woman that told the story and you text, there's a couple. You text them both and you say, like, stay out of our business. It's none of your business.
That'll just start something.
I wouldn't do anything at all. Just let it be.
Really?
People have a past. People know about your past. Let it go. Yeah. Own it and move on.
I hope it doesn't affect their relationship.
Yeah. Think it might.
But then, again, you know, you can't expect people to...
Yeah, and it was something from over a decade ago. You know, it's just like...
It's impossible to gauge the context without knowing.
There really
it's
is.
Bad. Yeah. You know, it's bad. It is as bad as it could be from a decade ago. But, you know, you hope people learn and move on, and I think he has.
Yeah?
I don't know. Anyway, thought it was juicy.
You got a bunch of nosy friends, Carson.
I know, right?
This is why I only have three Red Sox tickets.
With Red Sox tickets. All right. Annie's not here, as I said, so Producer Dan, what you got?
Yeah, it's Random Topic Tuesday.
Yay!
I have a random topic generator. I like to press the button and just whatever comes up, we bullshit about.
I love it.
And I get to do this. How can government make school more efficient?
Oh, for fuck's sake.
Jeez. Really, you just want to get me fired up on those.
I think it's not great.
Ask the question one more time so I just...
How can the government make public school more efficient? Maybe stop teaching to a test actually giving them shit they're going to learn.
It is.
They should have taxes in a class. Like they should have a life skills class instead of some shit you're not going to use.
The history should actually teach history, not just which they pick and choose history.
A Scantron test shouldn't rule all.
There should be mental health checks all the time.
Yeah, I mean, the system is so flawed.
Teachers are underfunded.
Right.
I mean, it needs to be just inside out.
Right. Yeah. It's just, I guess the biggest thing for me would be it needs to be equal across the board. And the fact that there are kids whose parents can afford for them to get a better education.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's just going to give them a leg up on everything.
Or these kids in urban parts of the city are getting
all public schools
super underfunded while this
exactly
other,
the same.
This suburban public school is getting everything.
Yep. Right.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. And, and it's tough because like in Boston, and you guys know I've talked about this a lot, you know, we have a high school right next to where we live in Charlestown, and 90% of the kids come in on the bus from other parts of the city. Mm-hmm. And so unfortunately it's been a neglected school. It's like, you know, if you look in U.S. News and World Report, they rank like the top 15,000 schools, and it ranks in the 13,000s.
Yeah, that's bad.
Meanwhile, you have Boston Latin School, which is 2 miles away, and it ranks in the top 10.
So there's
a problem there between the disparity of one school in Boston to another school in Boston.
2 miles apart, but a world away.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And it should be like, hey, let's equal out all of this. Let's get all the schools maybe in the top 500 as opposed to one school in the top 10 and the other ones are really
big. Why it shocks me when people feel like America is a level playing field, because it's fucking not. And this is not, this one just off the top of my head is not as deep as all that, but they wake kids up so early.
Yeah,
like why does a kid need to be on the bus at 6:15 in the morning? They're 16, let them sleep, they're still growing.
Right. No, like, that is tough, too, like, the schedule.
Like, why do you need to be at school at 7 a.m.?
Right.
That's nuts.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't know what the answer is. It's such a, you know, there are some countries that do it so well with their education. We're not one of them.
No. And it's hard, too, because it varies. Every single state has their own guidelines. And
yep.
It's like we're 50 little states, we, 50 little countries, and not.
We totally are.
And yeah. To think that's we're one bonkers. Of the best and how bad it is here.
Yeah, and Japan wants to look at us and go, huh.
Right.
Yeah, but those kids got to get up early.
Yeah, that's true.
And if they come home with a B, it's bad.
Yeah, they don't fuck around.
We have a friend, and they moved back to the United States from, they lived in Hong Kong for 20 years. And their kid is so smart. He's like a year or two older than Barrett. He takes Chinese. You know, he's just like, it's unbelievable how much, when he came here to go to school, I think they were saying at first it was tough for him because he was bored because the school wasn't challenging him at all.
Right.
They actually had to move him into find a private school just so to challenge him mm-hmm. because he was bored in school.
Mm-hmm.
You think private schools are that much better than public schools in America?
Yeah. Because they don't have
people that can afford to go there.
Well, it eliminates all the bureaucracy. Mm-hmm. They don't have to teach to the test. They don't have to follow a curriculum. They don't have to do any of those things. They can do great things.
Right.
That's not what public schools can do.
They have money that their teachers don't have to shell out money to buy a chair.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And a blackboard and a whatever.
And then also the parental support with private schools.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
Open up the checkbook. Sure.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And it's such at a bigger level, too, because the people on, like, the local individual level are trying to make lemonade without having any lemons and stretch $7 for a school year.
We love you, teachers. I don't know how you do it. We love you.
Yeah, we have some really good elementary schools in Charlestown. We're so lucky.
Yeah.
We really do. Mm. But, yeah, once you get up in the upper grades, it's not great.
I don't use most of the things I learned in school. Mm. And I learned no, like, life skills. And I know if you go into certain fields, you're going to need to know. But in my day-to-day, I don't think I've once used the Pythagorean theorem. But
no,
boy,
just to answer a Jeopardy question, maybe.
Yeah. But boy, taxes would have been dope.
Balancing a checkbook. You know, hey, how about that?
Here's how you budget so you don't starve to death when you're 20 and not on your own.
Here's what you do.
Budgeting in life.
Here's an idea. Here's what you do if you're really angry one day. Instead of, you know what I mean? Learning how to handle your emotions.
Coping,
how's that?
Coping mechanisms also would be good for a life skills class.
It would be wonderful. You know what I mean?
Let's do another one. Is there any song that always brings a tear to your eye?
Oh, my gosh.
Yes.
What is that?
So many. And it's, gosh, and that depends upon where I am in my head.
Right.
Cats in the Cradle.
Mm.
Hang on.
There's that one every time.
Yeah.
Right? Isn't that the one where he says...
Yeah, it's something about you, Dad.
Yeah.
Cats in the Cradle and the Silver Spoon.
I'm gonna be just like you?
Yep.
That is just brutal.
It's a good song.
Oh, anytime I hear that song, I get emotional.
Mine are all old, though.
Yeah, that's... Yeah.
Well, that's fine.
Yeah. We Just Disagree gets me every time.
Who's that by?
It was by... Gosh, I can't remember his name. Billy Dean did a remake of it. Goes, so let's leave it alone, because we can't see eye to eye.
Dave Mason?
There ain't no good guys. There ain't no bad guys.
Sometimes you're in a certain mood and that song just hits different.
Right and wrong, but it's just not.
In a way, haven't seen you in a while. How've you been? Have you changed your style and do you think?
It's kind of yacht rocky.
Yeah, oh yeah.
That we've grown up differently. Don't seem the same. Seems you've lost your feel for me.
I like that. Sounds good.
So let's leave it alone, 'cause we can't see eye to eye. There ain't no good guy. There ain't no bad guy. There's only you and me, and we just disagree.
Yep, that's it.
It's like a certain type of song when, like, you don't want to pull yourself out of your sad mood. You just want to, like,
I just want to lean into it.
You want to cannonball into it with your sad playlist.
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
Yes, Dan. Yes.
Yeah, I've had some albums like that myself.
Yeah, there's songs I'll put on in the car if I need a good cry.
Yeah.
And we sing and cry together in my car.
Like, there's stuff I'll play if I'm trying to, like, get out of a shitty headspace. It'll, like, pump me up.
Yep.
But sometimes you just want to, like, fuck it. I just want.
And that's okay.
I just want to be miserable today.
It just let it out. Let it out in some kind of way, and then you feel better. Mm-hmm. And then put on your feel better playlist.
What was that song called?
We Just Disagree.
We Just Disagree. Mm-hmm. Dan Mason.
That's pretty good.
Dave Mason, sorry.
Dave.
Yacht Rock.
Yacht Rock.
Dave Mason.
Who are some Yacht Rock people?
Who are
like this? What's that whole genre?
That whole genre is music that came out of the late 70s and early 80s, I would say.
Yeah. I know there's just like Sirius XM Yacht Rock stations.
It's one of my favorite ones. Let's see here. Any Doobie Brothers, Michael McDonald's, any of those?
Are the Doobie Brothers Yacht Rock?
Yes. Let's see. I would say anything. Wait, hang on.
Ambrosia, Average White Band, Eric Carmen, Chicago, Crosby, Stills,
Your
Nash.
Steely Dans. Mm.
Dr. Hook.
I like a lot of these bands.
Earth, Wind, and Fire, Donald Fagen, Dan Fogelberg, Foreigner.
All these.
Foreigner's Yacht Rock?
Yeah.
Little River Band, LRB.
Oh, come on with the Little River Band.
Don't mess around
Bring
with
it. Bring it to me. Oh, my gosh.
Boss Skaggs, Seals and Croft, Carly Simon, Steely Dan, REO Speedwagon.
Yeah, I think that the more the genre, you know, the older we get and the world gets, the bigger that.
Some of the Hall & Oates.
The bigger the inclusion is. You know?
Some of the Hall & Oates stuff.
Yep, Hall & Oates for sure.
Yacht Rock.
Yeah.
It's catchy. I like it.
I love Yacht
that
Rock.
That melodic kind of.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Ambrosia.
Woo. Good talk.
How much I feel. Come on with it.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records. This is a national contest.